Title card for Adult Swim. At sunrise in New York City, four uniformed OSI officers slide down ropes from the sky. Brock Sampson follows them, then touches a communicator in his ear.
I'm in. We're on site.
Affirmative, Pony Boy. Get a lock on the target's cell phone 20 meters northwest of you.
I don't like it. He's been a ghost for 3 days, and suddenly we get a ping.
Maybe he couldn't find his charger.
All right, team, eyes open. This could be a trap.
Brock leads the OSI soldiers into an alley. Hunter Gathers watches them on a map back at HQ.
Why do they always have to be pre-dawn, these raids? I mean, what's wrong with a nice pre-noon raid? Like a brunch raid?
Dean nervously fidgets next to Dr. Venture. Brock looks at his watch and walks down the alley. He stops. He sees someone's foot sticking out behind a dumpster. He and the soldiers move in. Brock nods. A soldier moves the dumpster. What appears to be Hank Venture lays on the ground. Dean gasps and touches his father's hand. Brock approaches.
Hank? Buddy? Negative.
It's not him. Ain't Hank.
It's not him.
Told you this was a waste of time. What would Hank be doing in Queens anyway? Nobody goes to Queens.
I live in Queens.
My point exactly.
Cut the chatter, you two.
Yeah, Dad. Shh. Shush me.
Give. Nah. Mine.
The man on the street has Hank's phone.
Where'd you get this?
Good Batman, give it to me. Give it.
Where is he? Where is Hank?
Something big just went kablooey 5 blocks south. Heat signature's off the charts. Pull your team and check it out.
All right, you heard the man. Let's pull out, people. Move, move.
Where are they going? What about Hank?
I believe I got up early for this.
Opening credits. Adult Swim presents a Titmouse production in extra cooperation with Astrobase Go, the Venture Brothers. Now in glorious extra color. Radiant is the blood of the baboon heart. James Urbaniak, Patrick Warburton, Mike Sinter-Nicholas, Chris McCulloch, Doc Hammer, Nina Arianda, Clancy Brown, John Hodgman, Hal Lubin, Jane Lynch, Charles Parnell, Jay Farrow, Steve Ratazzi, J.K. Simmons, Dana Snyder. Music by J.G. Thurwell, editor Todd Raleigh. Written by Doc Hammer and Jackson Public. Producer, Tony Salama. Executive producers, Jackson Public and Doc Hammer. Directed by Jackson Public. The Venture Brothers. Opening credits fade to Venture Enterprises in New York. Dr. Venture sits with Dr. Girlfriend in the boardroom.
No, absolutely not. You people broke into my home, kidnapped me, dragged me to your honeycomb hideout, and now you want what, my blood?
It's just a little cheek swab. 2 seconds and I'll be out of your business.
Well, you're not getting a swab. So I guess our business is done here. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have a very important product launch to prepare for, and my morning's already been shot to hell.
Don't you understand? We need to determine conclusively whether you and the monarch are related.
What, are you making your Christmas card list? Why should I care if your husband is some fifth cousin thrice removed?
This is a guild matter. I'm not here as the monarch's wife.
Oh, that much is obvious. I don't see a wedding ring.
I'm wearing gloves.
I think I know what this is really about. You and I have had a certain unspoken sexual tension between us for years, Meow.
No.
And this is where you play your part, by denying it. Because you must. You're a married woman. So you come here, wishing on a swab to find some tiny speck of magic rusty dust deep inside that husband of yours. Oh, I can see by the look on your face I've struck a nerve.
A drone hits the window.
What is that? They're calling it off! They're calling off the search for Hank! OSI! Officer, stupid idiots!
Daddy's working, Dean. Daddy's receptionist should have told you that.
Well, I can see you're very busy, Dr. Venture, and I'm not getting anywhere with you, so I won't take up any more of your time.
They said they don't have the resources to keep looking for him because some fraud guy blew up or something. Plus, he isn't really missing because he left on his own
recognizance. Well, they have a point. Wait, didn't I have a coffee?
I have to find him. We have to find him. He could be laying dead in a ditch somewhere.
Not a lot of ditches in New York, son. Dead in a gutter, maybe.
Pop! Why aren't you more worried about Hank?
Because he's Hank. He does this. He runs off and does crazy things, and then he comes back home again. Remember when he tried to run away to the North Pole because Santa didn't get him a go-kart? He was gone for 3 whole days until Brock finally found him in a... Wait, he actually was dead in a ditch that time. Anyway, right now, the best thing you can do for Hank is to go back to school and live your life.
How will that help?
Because that school is costing me a fortune.
Ah, unbelievable!
Doc, we got a huge problem with the new product.
Do I even have a receptionist?
Ugh. Dr. Girlfriend leaves the Venture Building and approaches a limo. Across the street, the Monarch watches her. He's dressed in black street clothes. She sees him. A bus passes by, and he vanishes. The bus drives around the block and stops in front of Dr. Girlfriend. The Monarch is clinging to the side.
Get in the car. You too, Gary.
21 pokes at the drone.
What are you trying to prove?
Exactly what I'd ask you. What are you trying to prove? Yet there better be that Dr. Venture isn't related to me.
I just collected better DNA and will run proper tests. Then the guild will redefine your status.
Oh, I have been jerked around for years by your guild. They made me a level 10. Now I'm supposed to sit around and wait again?
There are very specific rules. No arching venture till we define his relation to you. I'm sorry.
You really don't get this.
Get what?
I am a supervillain that hates Dr. Venture. That is the way it is, has been, and will always be. That's what I do. Ever since you became a councilwoman for the guild, I've been unable to be... to be me!
I know. I swear I do. But you just have to hang on a little longer. Hold on.
I said that years ago.
Yes? Of course I'm sitting down. Who stands up in a limo? No. Are you still... When? Call an emergency session of the Council of 13. I'll be right there. Driver, pull over.
The car pulls over. The Monarch's door opens.
Sis, what's happening?
I'm sorry, sweetie. I have work in the city, so you're gonna need to take the path train.
Unreal. Unreal.
The Monarch and 21 get out.
Thank you for the ride, Mrs. Monarch.
21 gets out of the car. At Venture Labs, Rusty, Billy, Pete, and Pirate Captain look at Helper's head.
Oh, God. Has it become sentient?
No, no, that's not.
And my father's brain isn't trapped inside of it?
What? No.
Well, then, what's the big problem?
Wait, a demonstration?
Hey, Helper, turn it up.
Well, it sounds great. Yeah, glad I insisted on upgrading the superconductors and those speakers.
Great.
The head starts moving.
Uh-huh. All right. But nothing a few stick-ems can't solve.
Whoa!
Where did we own that?
We didn't, Russ. That's the problem.
We need to stop the launch. To open this thing up, retool it, fix whatever the bug is.
Oh, for the love of Benji. This is what you're panicking about? This is a feature, not a bug. Levitating personal assistant. Who else is doing this?
Hey, Helper. Stop the music.
The head falls on Rusty's foot.
Could have been a baby's head. Now do you get it?
Well, we can't stop the launch. Look around you. We've got thousands of these things ready to ship. The fate of the company is literally riding on this product.
Yeah, about that, Doc. Since she insisted on all the modifications to the original design...
Improvements.
The bleeding things cost more to manufacture than we was gonna sell them for. Ventech will actually lose money on every unit she sell.
So basically, you Blue Monday'd it.
You know, I hate to say it. I've been with this company since she first set sail. But it might be time to consider filing for...
Don't even. I am not bankrupt. Here's what I am gonna do. You're gonna jack up the price and change all the advertising. And you two are gonna figure out how to not crush babies or whatever. We're launching tomorrow, gentlemen. Get to work. Oh, stop it. They're not replacing you. No, 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 it's an homage! Helper, hey, come on!
21 scans his Metro card at the subway station, then hands it to the Monarch.
Bill me $2.75.
Dude! Villain!
Stop pointing! What? Who cares?
She's in colors! Let's go talk to her!
No, come on! Just leave it!
I've never seen her before, and she's blazing colors! I'm gonna talk to her!
No, just wait. There he goes.
Colors!
Oh, hi, you're dressed like me. Will you be my friend? Well, of course I will, because we have so much in common.
Do you like food?
I love food.
Really? Me too. Do you like sleep and shelter? This is amazing.
It's like you can read my mind.
Oh, you're kidding me.
How did he get her number?
Oh, thumbs up. Yeah, yeah. Oh, hi. Thank you for dragging me. Oh, my God. Debbie?
The lights go out. Everyone calmly walks behind pillars and disappears. A bright red light shines down the tunnel. Mantilla nods at the Monarch. Everyone re-emerges from behind the pillars wearing identical full-body white costumes. 21 and the Monarch stare at them. The red light grows brighter. A futuristic hovering tank floats down the tunnel and stops at the station. White-uniformed people march in unison onto the tank. Mantilla gets on behind them and looks back at Monarch and 21.
Call me!
The tank disappears. Then, a burst of light creates a hole in the ceiling.
Did you see that? It was awesome!
Never saw that coming. Hey, here's Crazy. That was my ex.
Look at the hole! No debris! Map trajectory heat laser. That's state-of-the-art shit right there.
How did she get that? Guild doesn't have that. The Guild has a giant boxing glove and the end of a big rusty spring.
Well, Mantilla's not Guild. She's from Arch. She gave me your card. Did she know who you were? Which is weird.
Dude, not weird. For one, I am the mighty Monarch. And for two, that's my ex.
That was your ex? You dated Mantilla?
Yes. She wasn't Mantilla then.
You should ask her for a ride, because there's no way a train's coming after all that.
The hover tank appears outside a building labeled Ranadale Industries. It fires a laser at the building, then pulls up alongside the hole it created. White-uniformed henchmen run into the building and exchange laser gun fire. Dr. Girlfriend watches a video of this with the council.
There were casualties.
Is it me, or is every new show about superheroes? I can't keep up.
It's like a job trying to follow this nonsense.
Inhumans? Did I have to watch fake X-Men on the moon to understand the movies?
Gentlemen, this isn't a TV show. This just happened. This is a real unlicensed dodging. And does anyone recognize the primary antagonist?
He's not one of ours. I don't recognize him.
Well, how about now?
You mean to tell me that extra cool lizard guy and HR Puffin stuff there are the same antagonist?
This is Brick Frog, EMA level 1. Powers include holding a brick and shouting his name. Pays his dues, keeps low, then last week he suddenly quits with a note stating, "Later, losers." Signed Brick Frog with like 10 exclamation points.
Oh, right! Brick Frog!
Brick Frog!
Brick Frog!
Brick Frog!
Brick Frog!
He's a jovial chap.
Okay, fine. So what? Someone had a rich aunt die and went out on their own. How does this warrant an emergency council meeting?
This isn't an isolated case. In the past week, we've received several of these notices. Yes, Red Mantle.
I need answers to this age-old question. How many is several?
A few is not unlike some, while several is more than a couple, but less than many.
Wait, how many is many?
This is a threat against our very foundation. This body has guided organized villainy for a century, and we must protect our collective from this clear combination.
Oh, great. What does combination mean?
Oh, my God! Combination means threat, several means about four, and I agree with Red Death.
Then you shall head up the subcommittee to investigate this alleged combination.
Oh, come now. You just learned that word when we did.
Dean gets off a bus at a synagogue. A banner above the door reads, "The Order of the Triad." Dean enters the building. There's a hearse inside.
Hello? Hello? Dr. Orpheus? Anybody?
Mind not the golem. He came with the place.
It's made out of pants. Not a golem, would you believe?
Found him in the attic.
Then Al was all, hey, I know a little Hebrew.
Hey, I am a little Hebrew. What? Easy boy.
Next thing you know, walking pants monster.
Come, young Dean, and pardon the mess. We are still moving on.
Sam!
Wow. Looks like you already finished.
Merely an illusion of the well-appointed study yet to be. The chair is real, however. So, you have come to seek my aid in locating your brother.
Yes! How'd you know that?
Oh, you know, magic guy.
Oh, thank God. I just knew you could help me. Here, this belonged to Hank. That is how this works, right?
You are confusing me with the Bloodhound, and quite unnecessarily so. For I already know where Hank is.
You do?
Of course. He's right here.
Oh, come on! What are you, E.T.?
Mistake not my words for mawkish Spielbergian sentiment. You carry Hank within your heart, yet it is far heavier than his 160 pounds. What are you hiding?
What? Nothing?
A glowing paper floats out of Dean's chest.
Aha! This is news I can use.
But no! Hey, that's personal!
Precisely! Your remorse is a direct conduit to your brother. I shall ride this info-emotional superhighway to his whereabouts!
Orpheus sees Dean wearing a Batman mask and riding a freight train.
Oh, yeah. I have seen him!
Hank? You saw him where?
The images were distorted, fleeting, past, present, and yet to be, all swirling together.
Yeah, okay, but where?
He is oscillating between worlds, betwixt selves. I feel his very soul may be in peril. We must go to him at once. Jefferson!
We found the off button.
Super. Jefferson, may we borrow your vehicle?
Nuh-uh. Nobody drives the blood vessel but me.
Dr. Orpheus.
I see.
Dr. Orpheus.
Are you busy this evening?
Dr. Orpheus? Where is Hank?
A train runs along a mountainside.
Where am I? Neither here nor there. The real question is, who am I? A week ago, I was just a happy-go-hanky kid, living the high life with a girlfriend and everything. And then a blizzard of betrayal blew through my world and knocked me flat on my hiney. Metaphorically. I woke up with a sore head and a busted heart. I just had to get out of there, but I had no life to go back to. The old Hank was dead. Something else was driving me now. I knew they'd come looking for me. And how could I find myself if someone else found me first? I had to shed my skin, slough off all the old Hank, and old Hank's stuff. Take it all. I don't care anymore. I'm going off the grid.
Yeah, I'm taking a break from social media myself. Godspeed, Batman.
I hopped the first tramp steamer headed out of town. I didn't know where it would take me. Zanzibar? The South China Seas? Disco Island?
That's a real place. Did you know that?
Welcome aboard, everyone! I'm Carter, and for the next 3 hours, it's my absolute pleasure to show you all the sights of New York City by water.
My life just seemed to keep going around in circles. But it did give me time to think. Why does this keep happening to me? Why do I lose all the women in my life?
The Statue of Liberty morphs into Sirena.
No, don't think about her. Stick to the mission. The train, then! Yeah, those go in a straight line. I'll ride the rails, hobo style, roughing it. This was the way I'd truly find myself. Stripped of everything, surviving on my wits alone. See what I'm really made of.
On a freight train, Hank sees a hobo roasting a rat on an open flame, and another one defecating.
And then I remember, I'm like totally rich. I mean, Bruce Wayne is rich. The Shadow is rich. James Bond is... Wait, is he rich? I don't know. He gets to have nice things anyway.
Whenever you're ready, sir.
Ah, I'll take care of that right now, my good man. Anyway... Pop always says, if you lost something, look in the last place you had it. Well, I lost myself, so I'm headed to the last place I had me. Before New York, before the penthouse, before...
Why? You should look up all of you on the flames while you're in a town. Ask them why they leave Hank. Like a John Cusack, into the High Fidelity, eh?
Or like Zoe Kravitz's, in the High Fidelity.
You're asking the wrong questions, boy chick.
There's really only one Dame who ever left you. The Dame.
Who do you mean?
Don't confuse him. Stick to the mission.
Okay. Can I have my pen back?
Next stop, Denver, Colorado.
Hank looks down at his notebook. The words, "Find her," are capitalized and underlined. Meanwhile, the Monarch looks at the Arch business card.
Arch. It's simple. Oh, almost elegant.
My name's not even on this thing. Just the single worst logo I have ever seen.
It's a QR code. You scan it with your phone. Should we do it?
Should we do it? What allegiance do we have to the guild? He made us a level 10 and handed me some horseshit about Venture being related to me. Yeah, nah, I'm tired of their crap.
Yeah, but dude, that was your ex. Your wife is gonna flip out.
Relax, it's nothing. I dated her right before I met my wife. She dumped me. Yeah, she dumped me because she was screwing that asshat Venture while we were together.
Oh my god, that's like origin myth stuff. The truth has been revealed.
Dude. That's like reason number 100 I hate Venture. That's not the reason I hate Venture. You're making way too big a deal out of this.
Well, then if it's not a big deal, we should see what Arch is all about.
Not a big deal. Little deal. Just scan it or whatever.
21 scans the QR code. His phone reads, full data load.
Oh, crap! It's loading tons of data! It's downloading my data! To get into my porn, my spank bank is super specific. It's very hard to explain.
A car or something?
The Monarch and 21 look around the cocoon.
Minions! Battle stations! Ready then! Ready then!
We have nothing to ready! We don't really have battle stations anymore.
The hover tank appears. The door opens, revealing Mantilla.
Gentlemen! Nice to see you again so soon. What can Arch do for you?
All right, everybody. Bag him up and tag him up, people. Antagonists go in that pile. Scientists get the body bag.
We ran out of body bags, so we're using tarps.
Yep, if Fort Brock says it's tarps, then it's tarps. Let's get him out of here. And you should be wearing gloves. This is a crime scene. Formal attire only.
Sir! Unbidden counter-agents on premises.
Ooh, guten Tag, Frau Schmetterling. I figured you'd show up to our little barbecue.
It's not one of us.
Yeah, well, we didn't see any anvils or guys with pianos on their heads. We figured this was a little too upscale for the guild. You, know anything?
The antagonist is Brick Frog. He was a guild Willy Loman punching the clock till just a couple days ago. I don't know how he pulled this off. Who's the protagonist?
Professor Vigo Dale. Working on a building material that's supposed to be indestructible. Clearly, he didn't use it to build his lab. Because, cold.
Whoa, you can't do that!
Evidence. We need to analyze this.
I'll save you some time. They're dead people. Analyzed.
Now put them down before I put you down.
Where's your money on that?
Brock. Goodbye. All the way. I'll go $20 on it.
Can't call it. So, you want to share intel on this?
Sure, but we gotta keep it soft. Off the wire. Too much
red tape, yeah. Same here.
Okay. Now why don't you take him back to his haunted castle and let us get back to work.
Dr. Girlfriend and Red Death exit.
Could you take him?
What, Red Death? He's like 73.
Are you joking? He scares the crap out of me.
All right, fine. He's just a little bit scary. Pretty sure I could take him.
Red Death and Dr. Girlfriend enter a stairwell.
Red, what was all that about?
Simply a distraction. I found this phone on one of the henchmen.
That poor guy's hand was blown off.
No, of course not. I ripped it off his corpse, in case he had a fingerprint lock on his phone.
Mantilla, the Monarch, and 21 enter Arch headquarters.
Hibiscus tea with a lemon and acai berry.
Thank you. Hench?
You call them acolytes. Thousands of them are at your disposal. Just bring up the Arch app on your phone and enter an amount. Voila! Instant army. Watch this. Acolyte! Kill!
Ah! Oh my god, what the fuck?
Acolyte, stop. Go ahead and give her a kick. Just go ahead and kick her right in the throat meat. Hard as you want.
What? No, I don't want to kick anyone in the throat meat.
Your loss. Can I get a refresh?
The foe's vanquished sign updates to 100,004.
100,000 vanquished! Great job, Tina. Let's get back to work. Our clients need us.
There are 100,000 rivalries in this city?
City? Arch is global. 7 continents, 7 seas, and 5 oceans. Arch is the largest and most effective antagonist solution resource known.
By who? I've never even heard of Arch.
Because we're perfect. Quiet, efficient, deadly. We work behind the scenes for you. You get all the glory, and we do all the dirty work. Let me show you around. So, what do you need? This isn't the Guild of Calamitous Intent. This is Arch. We're here to help you. You need a grapple gun? Voila! Grapple gun brought to you by focused beam teleportation exacted by thought-accessed inventory request. In short, if you could think of it, we can get it for you. It's an Arch exclusive.
Totally want that grapple gun!
So, what do you need? Or did life already give you everything? Never made a misstep or a bad choice? Perfect life? Or do you want more? You deserve everything, and I want to give it to you. This is your moment to finally have it all. What do you need, Malcolm?
Deborah?
Name it, Malcolm. What do you need?
Well, for starters, new costumes and 2 of those sliding poles. Like for firemen, you know, and Batman.
All yours. Just pull out your porn-stuffed phone and hit accept. It'll load everything you need. We've done all the intel. We've done all the research. We know what you want. Even if you don't.
Give me your phone.
Don't go into the gallery.
I'm not gonna look at your porn.
Oh, you have no idea how much you don't want to see his porn. Just scroll down to the bottom and hit accept.
The Monarch taps 21's phone.
Done.
All right, Chicago! Making good time. We get an early start tomorrow. We'll be there by midday.
Whoa, wait, we're gonna stop? We can't stop. What about Hank?
Should have thought of that before you poached the pootie.
Poached the
Stealing your own brother's girlfriend, man. That's low down.
You told? Don't you have a vow of secrecy or something?
I am not your Catholic priest.
Know what kind of people do that? Take other folks' lives for their own? Vampire people.
Oh, don't be so hard on the boy, Jefferson. He's tormented enough.
All right, sorry. Ugh. I'm just beat. I got a place we can crash nearby.
The hearse pulls off the highway. They pull up to an abandoned industrial building.
This does not look like a motel.
You want to work pro bono, we can't afford one. This was my old base of operations back in the day.
I like your new place better.
Jefferson Twilight! What are you doing here?
Clayton! Just passing through on our way to Colorado. Got any room for some overnight guests?
We've still got your room. Come on the heck up, fellas! So, you two must be the rest of the famous Order of the Triad.
Only myself. Our tertiary member is back at our New York headquarters.
Ooh.
The boy here is our client.
Hey, Seth. Sup?
Oh, hey, Jefferson. Long time. Nah, shit.
Guys, we have roaches.
So, are you guys like Mr. Jefferson's old team?
Oh, no. We were never a team. It's more of a shared live-work space deal. We're all obsessive loners who need the space and privacy of an abandoned factory.
But like to keep expenses down.
And here you are, just like you left it.
Thanks again, man. Hey, you want to grab a nightcap before we turn in?
Nah, you know me. Night's my busy time.
Think you packed enough stuff?
One must be prepared for anything. And my cloak gets all wrinkly if I wear it in the car.
Yeah. I'll take the couch. You two can share the bed. We're leaving at first light.
Hey, you blacked my bed, old Van N.
A large man with a skeleton strapped to his body approaches. Meanwhile, Hank jumps off the back of a truck.
Yeah. Gracias, senor!
Okay, Hank. Ready for this? Well, that's new. Didn't plan for this contingency. If only I had packed my grapple gun. Damn it! Would you turn back? I got this one.
Hank opens the gate of the old Venture compound and enters. The building is gone.
What the... What happened to it all? All those memories! My whole life! It's just one big nothing hole?
All the answers are right in front of you. You just gotta look.
Hank flashes back to various times with Dean on the lawn.
Scam! Here, boy! Here!
Precious balance. You can't just pull a guy over.
Nakashima! 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 Nakashima!
Are an immortal.
Like the Highlander?
Yes. Like the Highlander.
We are clones, Hank. That is awesome.
Make-believe girlfriend?
Oh, crap, where?
Ma ventured and raised no fools.
We don't have a mom, Hank.
We don't have a mom, Hank. We don't have a mom.
Are you talking about my mom?
Yes, damn it, Hank, you're missing my point.
What was my mom's name?
It's Bobby St. Simone.
Bobby?
Bobby St. Simone!
That's a dumb name!
She was an actress!
She was an actress?
Halt! In the name of the Office of Secret Intelligence!
Bobby St. Simone. She was an actress.
Hank? Dude, what are you, high?
Dermot?
Dude, what are you doing here? I totally could have shot you.
With a super soaker?
It's not a... I haven't got my lethal firearms rating yet. Friggin' red tape and shit. But it is filled with pee, and I am authorized to...
Dermot! Listen! I need your help.
Fuck yeah! We're getting the band back together!
Testing. 1, 2. 1, 2, 3. Ladies and gentlemen, members of the press, Ventec is proud to present its revolutionary new product, the Helper Pod. The cutting edge of... Are we still in love with that name, Helper Pod?
The name stays! Ain't changing all these slides again.
Maybe we shorten it to, Help Pod? That's catchier, right?
Sounds like Hell Pod.
Wasn't asking you, Hatred. Aren't you done down there yet?
I'd go a heck of a lot faster if I had a little help here. Fellas.
Where do you two think you're going?
My mom made chicken piccata! And if you want this thing ready by tomorrow morning, which is impossible, by the way, we're gonna need to fuel up for an all-nighter.
Well, hide that thing under your coat. There might be paparazzi outside. And make your mother sign an NDA.
That night at the Monarch's house, he sleeps next to Dr. Girlfriend. He wakes up. He gets out of bed and sneaks downstairs. 21 meets him in the study. They both smile. 21 pulls a lever. A bookcase moves, revealing two fire poles labeled Malcolm and Gary. They slide down the fire poles. At the bottom, they wear new updated Monarch costumes.
What? What's the problem?
Dude, our suits of giant Audi belly buttons.
Ew! Oh, they're worse than the nipple suit in Batman Forever.
Ah, they catch the light when you gyrate. Oh, it's a horror show.
21 and the Monarch shoot ropes out of their belly buttons and tie each other up.
Oh, yes!
21 and the Monarch do tricks with their new ropes.
Swimming. Garçon! What's on tonight's menu?
Well, for the main course, our chef recommends stealing Dr. Venture's latest invention.
That sounds tasty.
Oh, that comes with one battle tank garnished with a top-mounted laser that shoots your logo. And it's served with a side of 5 armed henchmen.
How about 10? I've worked up quite an appetite.
Excellent choice, sir. 10. Shall I put your order in?
Oh, absolutely. I am famished.
21 pushes a button on the phone that reads, "Accept Arch Mission." Text on screen, "Follow that action." An ape in a motorcycle is chased by an army jeep and a news van. A group of teens dances at the beach. Hank and Dermot watch the Follow That Bikini trailer.
Dude, for real?
A gorilla plays the drums. Text: Stu Don Levy as Professor Fribble, Grange Larson as the General, and introducing Bobby St. Simone as the girl.
That's her!
Whoa, she's hot. I'd do her.
Dude, it's my mom!
Why? Because Chewbacca told you in a dream?
He wasn't Chewbacca. He was Mark Han, the Catchman, as played by the Action Man. And it wasn't a dream. It was Coma Town.
Whoa, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I know this chick.
What? You do?
Yeah. Hold on here. Yep. Yeah, fucking knew it. Check it out.
Oh, this proves it. They totally XO'd each other. Wait, why do you have this?
Hey, Vecto! Vecto!
Who the heck is that?
He's just a crazy old hippie who's always trespassing on the compound.
You're the trespasser, you sticky-fingered little fascist.
Hey, it's Old Man Potter. He lives in that haunted house on the edge of the compound. Hi, Mr. Potter!
Ben, my name's Ben, not Potter. How many times I gotta...
Dude, we're busy. What do you need?
Polyphase Venturilium converter. Blue, kind of looks like a car battery with a funnel on one end, about yay big.
Fine, one sec.
Dermot looks through a pile of collectibles in his closet while Ben waits outside the window.
Think fast, old man.
Oh, what? Damn it. How much?
Like 200.
200? Why, you greedy little... Fine. Put it on my tab. Minus the beer.
Dermot, did you steal all this stuff from our compound?
Excuse me, I secured it for the OSI. I don't want your dad's old tech falling into the wrong hands.
Sure. Can we get back to my mommy quest? Maybe one of these videos will tell me where she is now.
Hank clicks a video titled Bobby St. Simone, Caring Hands Second Chance Ranch.
We all know animals make wonderful companions. But far too many of them are being turned into sidekicks and hench beasts every day. And they need your help. Hello, I'm Bobby St. Simone.
Hank cries as he watches the video. Orpheus wakes up next to Dean.
I saw him again with that awful Fictal boy. He's inching closer to his fate. We must stop him! We haven't a moment to lose!
Jefferson looks around. His eye glows red. A Blackula squats on the top of the car.
Ow. Give me a second. I think I pulled something.
Shouldn't have come back here, Hunter. Chi-Town belongs to the Blood Brothers now.
Get in the blood vessel.
Yes, sir.
You two, oh.
Nay, we shall fight them together. Magic cloak, I thee invoke.
Your magic don't work on us, fool.
Is that true?
Afraid so. You might want to.
Off I go.
The Blackulas charge at Jefferson. He throws a sword. It's caught by the leader. Jefferson slashes at the charging Blackulas and they turn to cinders. Dean and Orpheus are in the car.
Lock everything! They turn to smoke! Can they get into the air conditioner?
Orpheus, clean that bug off my windshield!
Clean what? Oh, yes.
A fire burns a Blackula's face.
Holy war. Hold out!
No.
Dean looks around the car. A Blackula rips off the rear door and enters. She sees a coffin and opens it. Light shines from it, turning her to cinders.
No!
The hunter's mine! But first, we make him watch while we turn his friends into that which he hates the most.
Well, you can try, but I don't think they can pull off that New Jack style.
Dr. Orpheus disappears.
Hey! No fair!
Did that sumbitch just bail on us?
He reappears behind them.
Unhand my friends, bloodsuckers!
Nah, you don't get to do that.
Orpheus drops a sock, and the laundry golem appears.
And what the hell is that? What? Wait, what the fuck is that shit? And y'all are getting killed by this? You really gonna let that thing kick your ass?
Wanna get bit? Let's go!
You all a punk!
You narrow ass!
Everybody's getting, you getting fucked up too? Oh, man, you getting fucked up, man, you getting...
Orpheus appears in the car, and they drive away.
So nice of your old team to lend us a hand back there.
I told you we were never a team!
Dean notices bite marks on his neck.
It's the police! Oh my God! It's the police!
Not the police!
Of course it's the police! So obviously the police!
Toto! It's Toto! Everyone knows it's Toto!
Toto? Toto did Rosanna! Roxanne is the police!
Oh, right! Yeah, you see where I got it all mixed up. Roxanne, Rosanna, I mean... All right, let's just... Siege.
You know, they're both really great songs.
I'm way off my game.
Hey, you really dug in there.
I don't know why I dig in like that.
You really dig in?
I just dig in. All right, okay. Let's shake it off.
Laser cannon ready.
Hey, okay. No. I really don't want to do the speech.
Fire?
Yeah. Fire. Whatever.
Dude, come on.
Fine for you.
The laser cannon blasts the Monarch logo on the Venture building.
We can't fit through that.
Oh, great, Sage. This is great.
Don't blame me. It's a really delicate logo.
Oh, okay, it's my fault we can't fit through our logo.
Rusty sleeps in his bedroom.
There is a breach in Central
What? Oh, come on.
Danhausen emergency mode. Come on, God. I gotta take the ding-dong stairs!
Seriously? It's the middle of the night. My husband snuck out, now I gotta... What? Why y'all looking at me weird?
Welcome to Arch Headquarters.
Or what's left of it, at least.
We de-encrypted the data from the phone we took off that agent. It led us right here. I'm sorry, madam.
For what? Come on, what's going on? This is weird. I'll say it. We've got tons of evidence here that closes this case. And it all leads to you. What are you talking about? You're not serious, right?
Oh, we're dead serious. That's you. This is a hard one to get out of. And this video is just one tube of lube and an orgy of evidence. The Guild and the OSI both have enough on you to hang you for treason.
This is a setup. You can't possibly think I did this. You be fucking reasonable. It's all right here.
The evidence speaks for itself. It's too bad that we can't find you. You're just too clever. You slipped away, but we will hunt you down.
I'm sorry, Sheila, but you're gonna have to run away.
What?
The building is surrounded by Guild and OSI agents. Dr. Girlfriend shoots out the window and jumps out. She lands on a flying red horse. Ah. 21 struggles to fit through the hole in the glass shaped like the Monarch logo. The Monarch sneaks in behind him. Across the street, Mantilla watches. She clicks a button on her phone. Termination of arch support, except the acolytes stay in the hover tank and it flies away, leaving 21 and the Monarch alone in the Venture compound.
Dude, Horvide just left with our troops.
Oh, come on now. You know, we should just take an L on this crap. Arch fucking sucks.
We got plane.
Nobody move.
So many stairs.
Oh, suck on this, fatty. Feel the sting of the... Oh,
shit. 21 and the Monarch dodge gunfire from Sergeant Hatred. Mantilla watches from across the street. On her phone, she pushes a button. Link Ventec Tower. In progress. Accept. Mantilla walks away. Sergeant Hatred looks around for the Monarch and 21.
Hey, time out! I think it's an Amber Alert or Silver Alert. Is no one else getting this?
An Arch playlist appears on 21's phone. The Arch logo appears on the big screen in the Venture building.
Right about now.
The helper pods turn on. The helper pods all start hovering. The Monarch and 21 watch the pods float to the ceiling. In the basement, hundreds of helper pods fly out of their boxes. A man sleeping outside the Venture building wakes up when the sidewalk starts cracking. He runs away.
Damn, I'm not international.
Absolutely no!
The building starts hovering. Monarch, Sergeant Hatred, and 12 run around the building. A cab driver stops to watch the building float. Another car runs into him. Traffic crashes as people watch the flying building. Shore Leave and Brock sit in an OSI plane flying over the city.
3 o'clock, Brock and Seagulls. Isn't that your house?
Holy fuck! Pilot! Follow that skyscraper!
Rusty answers his watch in the panic room.
Doc, are you okay? What the hell is going on over there?
I'm fine. Hatred pulled the alarm or something. You know how paranoid he can get. No, silly Billy. I'm in the panic room. There aren't any windows.
Go look out the fucking window!
Fine.
Rusty leaves the panic room.
Second night in a row, I'm getting no sleep because of you people. Okay, what am I supposed to be looking at? A double rainbow or something? All I see is...
He sees the clouds.
Ooh.
I'm number one. Go Uno.
Hey, Helper!
Party's over, laddies.
It's not a party. We're working.
And that's why we don't bring our super science work home with us.
Ma, don't clean. White'll do it. It does a quick tidy. No, Ma, please. Doc, I was just about to call you. We absolutely cannot launch tomorrow.
Oh, we're way past launch.
I apologize for that kerfuffle back there. We know you're innocent, so we gave you a chance to prove it.
And you're a talking horse. Great.
No, it's me, Red Death, but I'm a horse, too. Daisy is connected to me by a neurotransmitter. We are one.
I understand. Wait, you named a flaming hell horse Daisy?
No, my daughter Lila named me. I wanted to call me Lady Disaster. But in retrospect, it's more of a name for a band.
Well, Daisy, where are we going?
I've got good news and bad news. Which do you want first?
I need some good news.
A rental agreement found at the remains of Arch led to a woman called Mantilla. I'm riding you to her apartment now. Is it riding, or am I flying you there? Carrying, maybe?
Riding's fine. What's the bad news?
Your husband's joined Arch, and he appears to be flying a building to the moon.
What?
And there's an OSI interceptor about to shoot us down. Hang on!
Daisy dodges gunfire from an OSI plane. Meanwhile, Dermot sleeps.
Dermot! Victor! We need your help!
No, you need to learn to use the friggin' door, dude. Get out of my room!
Time is of the essence. Where is Hank Venture?
I ain't seen him.
Liar! Pants of flame! His psychic residue permeates the air about you. I sense it still.
Yeah, I dropped a big deuce before you got here. You're probably smelling that.
Foul boy! Master Venture is in grave danger.
Tell us where he is, Dermot.
Who is this? The good cop Unabomber routine? Well, I ain't no snitch.
Where is he?
Whoa! All right, fine. You went to look for your mom.
Boo, Buggy! We don't have a mom!
Whoa. We Googled her. She's down the road in some shitty zoo.
Dean?
Dean runs away.
Oh, it's starting. I can feel it. I'm turning. It's a change. Oh, God.
Jeez, what's eating him? What shitty zoo?
Wearing his Batman mask, Hank rides his hover bike to Caring Hand's Second Chance Ranch.
This is crazy. Your whole life you've wondered about her, and she's been right here the whole time?
This was the place in the video.
Yeah, but how do you know it's her joint? She was an actress. Could have been jobbing on a commercial gig.
She's here. I can just feel it. Huh. Looks like it's closed.
That's a never stop of you before. Love can open all the doors. Go! Meet your mama! You sure you want to do that? This woman abandoned you!
Now, what do you know? Batman's mom's dead.
Hank climbs the fence.
Some mystery.
I always thought the missing mom had turned out to be the Queen of Atlantis or some other swell.
I had my money on she was trapped in the quantum realm. I thought she was a prostitute.
Hank jumps over the gate and makes his way down a path. He sees something rustling in the bushes.
Huh? Mom?
Buddy, no! Go play your drums.
A gorilla in a paper crown gets off of Hank. Bobby St. Simone gets out of a Jeep.
Huh. If it isn't Hank Venture. You're younger than I expected.
You were expecting me?
I've come to. Is your brother with you?
We had a falling out.
Oh, that's a shame. Family is... it's everything, really.
Is that supposed to be a fucking joke?
Language, Hank.
Don't language smanguage. Where have you been all my life?
Right. Guess you're gonna want to hear the whole sordid story, huh?
All right, Doc, we figured out what's going on. The magnets in the pod speakers are made of cutting-edge superconductors. And thanks to a software glitch.
Not my fault.
It's your fault. When the volume goes up, so do they. By generating a powerful magnetic field.
It's actually kind of amazing. We accidentally built a miniature anti-gravity engine.
Go Team Venture. So can White fix the glitch?
Not a problem. If I could get into the software, that is. But somebody locked me out of the system, so... problem.
So what do I do? Cut the power?
That's the last thing you want to do. Venture would plummet like a bag of hot rocks.
Or, you know, a 500,000-ton skyscraper.
Exactly why I'm getting the hell out of here.
If Hatred would get his fat ass up to the hangar already.
Sergeant Hatred climbs a huge stairwell.
Stairs! Doc, from that height, if Venture crashes down, it'll take out half of Manhattan.
Well, I definitely don't want to be in it when that happens.
No, you can't let that happen. You just can't bail. You have to fix this. You have a responsibility. We all do. This is our fault.
I didn't even want to make these goddamn things. You people talk me into this lifestyle products crap. I was happier as a middling super scientist in the middle of nowhere.
Is that feeling sorry for yourself?
Yeah. What do we do?
Your only hope is to shut the helper pods down manually, one by one, until you start to level off. Then, gradually, turn more off to control your descent.
Okay, and how do I do that?
We found shooting them to be pretty effective.
Yeah, but the thing is, with all that electromagnetic energy... Doc? Doc?
Billy? Hello? Billy? I lost you. Hello? You get all that hatred?
Turn around and head back downstairs. I'll meet you by the mezzanine elevator.
Get us out of here! Please take us with you!
They're gonna shoot him down? You can't do that!
If it's between them and millions of citizens nestled snugly in their beds, I can and will! Second they tumble into Uncle Sam's airspace.
Just give me a chance. Put me in a shuttle. Get me up there.
No dice, Samson. This is one cluster you can't unfuck with a Bowie knife. Arch ain't playing by the rules. We're in uncharted territory here.
Not entirely true, sir. September 1962, Fantastic Four number 6. Dr. Doom lifted the Baxter building into space with a device called the Grabber.
Really? And how'd old Reed and the FF get out of that sticky wicket?
They had help, sir. From Prince Namor. The Submariner.
Last I checked, Dr. Venture doesn't have one of those, does he?
No. He's only one of the foremost super scientists on the planet, with a seasoned super soldier in his side, who used to be one of ours. That's a team you can bet on. Well, you guys suck fun. If you don't trust them to fix this, then trust the agent we have working the Arch angle. If Arch is pulling the strings here, she'll cut him.
A laser cuts around a doorknob, breaking it off. Dr. Girlfriend and Daisy enter a rundown apartment. A photo collage held together with yarn is on the wall.
All right, I'm gonna look around. Watch your head.
Oh, looks like an episode of Intervention in here. Or an episode of CSI. Man, someone is obsessed with your husband.
Oh my God, did she even get these? That's a picture of us eating dinner.
There's one of you both asleep in your bed.
Ew, it's like she was always there.
I was there for all of it. It should have been me.
Mantilla appears.
You dropped your gun when you landed on me.
Oh, nice job, you two. Now the knife you keep in your boot, please.
I know you. You're that girl my husband used to date. Debbie, right? You're Debbie. Trying to erase me and steal my husband?
Okay, first of all, it's Deborah, not Debbie. And second of all, you got it all wrong.
The crime scene cliche here tells a different story.
Yeah, it started as a kind of a checklist, and then I had all these pictures, and I got some yarn. You never set out to make an I'm crazy wall, but, you know, they happen. It's an organic thing.
You insinuated yourself into the sanctity of matrimony.
I took some pictures. Go cry about it. Who is the talking horse?
Daisy.
Well, Daisy, why don't you sit down and shut up? Because this has nothing to do with you. And I'm not obsessed with the monarch. Seriously, right now that evil genius and his brilliant archenemy are flying haplessly into space in overpriced real estate. No offense to morons, but your husband is their king. I don't even know what you see in him.
Of course. It's you. She's obsessed with you.
Daisy, seriously, shut your mouth. I have no problem shooting a robot horse.
The year was 19, I'd rather not say, and I was shooting Follow That Bikini on the Isotope lot. Your grandfather was consulting on some hush-hush project on the next soundstage, and I guess our little movie piqued his curiosity. He told me he knew a much more convincing way to make me look invisible and invited me back to his compound to show me.
She's strapped to a machine.
Well, it sure was convincing, and so was Jonas. I ended up staying the night, which is how I met your father.
And that's when you two fell in love and had me and Dean?
No, Cuckoo Pants. He was just a little kid at the time. Adorable little Rusty. Such a sweetie. A little bit sad, too. I think he asked if I was his mommy. Anyway, Follow That Bikini was a certified bomb. Talk about a fading star. I couldn't even make it through an audition without fading. I begged Jonas to fix me. But instead, he and his OSI cronies offered me a job. And just like that, I went from an actress to a spy.
Cool.
It ain't like it is in the movies, kid. They threw me to the wolves. But I guess they knew their wolves, because it wasn't long before I caught the eye of the Alpha. Force Majeure. Number one on the OSI's most wanted list. Sovereign of the Guild of Calamitous Intent. And Jonas Ventures, arch enemy. Gaining his trust was easy peasy. My special talent made me a natural for supercrime. And truth is, I was attracted to the guild lifestyle. And to him, meow. It didn't matter how many dumb names I crossed off their most wanted list. The OSI only wanted Force Majeure. But how could I betray the man I'd fallen in love with? The father of my child.
Whoa! Force Majeure is my real father?
No, Hank, I was talking about my daughter.
I have a sister? Does my dad know?
Your father comes later. After Force Majeure was usurped, I knew I was next on the new sovereign's hit list. So I grabbed little Debbie and got the heck out of Dodge. After a decade on the run, I just wanted to live a normal life again. Jonas was dead by then, so I found your father and asked for his help.
And
he helped me. That's it.
That's it?
Nothing else happened between your father and me, Hank. I'm not your mother. And I've already told you all of this.
What do you mean?
This ain't the first time you've come looking for me, kid. Heck, it isn't even the second.
With...
Hank falls over and wakes up in the snow.
Salts.
No need, buddy. I shall take it from here.
I can't believe
badly if we stayed for your over-the-hill rent-a-cop. But why didn't we just leave him and get the hell out of here?
We didn't stay for hatred. We stayed because if we leave, the building will kill a bunch of people.
So?
Dude!
And that's why I'm always the hero, and you're always the villain.
Oh, don't flatter yourself, Slick. And don't think this is some buddy-buddy comic book team-up crap. Still hate you.
Yeah, well, I hate you too. But I don't walk around obsessing about it all day. It's not why I put on my speed suit every morning.
The Monarch stops the elevator.
Why'd you fuck Debbie?
Debbie? Debbie who?
Debbie St. Simone! She was my girlfriend!
Debbie from 20 years ago, Debbie? We never vodeo-do-do'd. I did some work for her and her mother.
Fine.
The Monarch restarts the elevator.
Hey, hear this crap about how we might be related?
Ridiculous,
right? Yeah, that's what I said.
I mean, maybe you go back like 20 generations or something.
Sure.
But yeah, they say like half the world could trace their roots to Genghis Khan.
Exactly. Then again, my dad did get around, and he did know your mom, so...
Sergeant Hatred waits by the elevator. The doors open.
Say it again. Say that about my mother one more time. I will kick you in your fucking front feet.
What the hell? The elevators work.
What? Of course. You just override the... never mind. Get in.
God, jeez.
Helper gets into the elevator holding a shotgun.
You've been waiting all day for this, haven't you?
Rusty pushes the button for the lab.
Okay. It's gonna be loud in there and probably a little disorienting. So get in and get out. Start in the corners, pick off a few pods, then regroup in here to reload. We'll work in waves.
What?
Just follow my lead.
The elevator doors open. Helper pods float around the room. Hatred's gun is pulled away from him. The Monarch floats up to the ceiling. Helper is sucked up to the ceiling and torn apart. Rusty's pulled across the floor. He starts bleeding from his eyes and mouth. 21 holds onto a pillar. His costume is ripped off by magnets. Sergeant Hatred is pulled around by his belt. He flops around, revealing a blood stain on the back of his underwear. He's pulled up to the ceiling and repeatedly smashed against it. He opens a vent. His eyes are bloodshot. Sergeant Hatred catches Rusty as he floats away. The Monarch shoots a cable from his belly button. His suit rips off. Rusty, Hatred, 21, and the Monarch crawl through the vent.
You'll never take me alive, bat a fool!
Yeah! Ow! No fair! Oh, it's all in my eyelids now.
No. Client like petite girl. You make good money, you do this. I only keep 50%. Think about it.
Call me Daffy, but I'd bet dollars to donuts we're not in Colorado anymore.
Too?
No, young Hank. We have come to rescue you.
Why are you dressed as Borat?
I know not, but I deduce your comatose delusions are somehow drawn from half-remembered cinema.
You're Zed, man. From Zardoz. Sci-fi classic.
Be that as it may, you must come back with us, young Hank.
Back? To what? There's nothing there for me. I don't have a girlfriend anymore. My mommy isn't even my mommy. My own brother stabbed me in the back.
Who do you think brought me here? Some 1,700 miles through dark of night and threat of disanguination just to find you. It was Dean.
I drove.
Jefferson drove. But your brother's love for you and his deep and earnest remorse were our compass. He is waiting out there to make amends. Your whole life is waiting.
Jefferson, Dean, and Orpheus kneel next to comatose Hank.
So, am I calling an ambulance, or...?
No. They can fix him. Mr. Jefferson's kind of a conduit between realms, so he's taking Dr. Orpheus into Hank's coma world.
So, that one's a doctor. Okay. I'm not your mother, by the way.
Oh, I know.
Oh, so you remember me then?
Have we met?
So you ruined my life, you launched my husband into space, and then suddenly you and I are listening to Dolly Parton kicking it as Sheila and the Invisible Debbie? You chose a ridiculous 20-year revenge plan over asking me to team up?
When?
Seriously, Sheila, when? You went from Trucules to Phantom Limb right to the Monarch. Always a number two for some incompetent man. I'm saving you from that system. Me! You're welcome!
Screw you, Debbie. I'm not gonna thank you and join Arch.
Arch? There is no Arch. But there could be. Do you know how easy it was to poach from the guild? We could have their entire roster if we just gave them a better insurance package and donuts every Friday. They're hungry for more than just donuts. They want efficiency donuts, effective leadership donuts.
16 candles.
Of course. What? What now?
You what? Sitting on that table. I was trying to remember what it reminded me of. It's the end of 16 candles. It was killing me.
Thanks. Very helpful.
Debbie, wake up. This is nuts. Let's go back to the guild and fix it. It's not too late.
This should be a cave.
Your guild persona non grata. There's no going back to that mess. The Council of 13 is now, what, 7 old men? There's no sovereign. You have no choice but to start again, you and me.
No, I've always had a choice. You followed me for years and you know my life isn't perfect, but I don't need to be saved from it. Yes, the guild is a mess and we're trying to make it better, but I'm not a victim. I chose my life.
I never chose my life. My mother chose my life. You know why I broke up with the Monarch?
He told me it was because you slept with Dr. Venture.
Gross! No! Ew! I never slept with... Ew! God, that was business! Rissy just took away my mom's invisibility and gave it to me, and I gave him my stuff I wasn't planning on using. I can't believe he told you I slept with Rusty.
Well, then why did you break up with him?
Please. My mom took one look at his costume and was like, no way, you're not dating a supervillain. We gave all that up.
Your mom was an antagonist? Who?
Honey, my mom was the antagonist, Madame Major. I'm the daughter of Force Major, the last true sovereign of the guild, and my mom has me shoveling monkey shit. I'm Deborah fucking Major.
You are the rightful heir to the Guild of Calamitous Intent. My liege. I am at your service.
Rise, humble servant. You shall be my steed and be at my side as I take my birthright.
Shut that noise up. That's not how this ends. Done with your plan, Debbie. Here's my plan. Non-negotiable. I'll save your ass from the guild and OSI and make you a supervillain. Simply bring down that flying building my husband's in and untie us. Now! Don't fucking listen to that horse.
Seriously, I need to shut my mouth.
Mm-hmm. I knew that wasn't gonna fly. Yeah, deal. I'll bring it down. I'm not nuts, you know, despite the... I just wanted... or I thought maybe we could have... I want to blame my mom here, but I gotta...
God, whatever. Bring the building down.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Sorry. Just gotta turn off the... Done.
There was so much wrong.
New plan.
I feel like all my organs are inside out.
I think mine came out my ass.
Wait, shh. The music stopped.
Thank fucking God.
No, that's a bad thing. That's very bad. Oh, shit, I'm weightless.
Well, duh, we're in space, right?
No, we're in free fall. We're falling. Oh my God, the building is falling. Whoa!
Wait, think! We still got your plane! Can we get back to the hangar from here?
I don't know! I don't even know what part of the building this is!
Well, we know the hangar's up, right? Let's go up!
They all float upward.
How long have we got?
Let's see. Felix Baumgartner took just over 4 minutes. But he started in the stratosphere, and the earthosphere, and the mesosphere, and the thermosphere, and the terminal velocity.
Ballpark it, idiot!
Less than 5 minutes! Ow! I can't see a goddamn thing. Doesn't anybody have a light?
I think my costume had headlight goggles, but your angry robot DJs ate it.
Hang on, I think I got some matches. You know, for my stogies and bathroom odors.
What the fuck was that?
Our way out.
Hank sits with Orpheus in his coma world.
I mean, I guess I could give it another try out there. Yeah, but I don't think they're gonna want to go back. Look at...
Then leave them. They are the stuff of fantasy, conjured by a hurt and frightened boy who's outgrown his need for them. They belong in this place.
But they're... me.
No more than the Hank whose diapers your father once changed, or the Hank who lost his first tooth, or scanned the December sky for Santa's sleigh. You will carry them inside you always, but their time has passed.
Orpheus walks away. Hank looks at the fantasy versions of himself.
Aw, he's really cute. Aw, he likes you. You know, if you ever want to come visit, to see the animals, you're welcome anytime. Your brother, too.
Well, thanks. That sounds nice, but we don't really live around here anymore. You see, we moved to the...
Goodbye, Hank Adventure!
Goodbye.
Arrivederci!
Dean falls into the snow.
Dean?
Dean!
Here's what's coming to you.
Guys, quit it! Stop! Forgive him!
Have us some! Exunt, civil play!
Hank wakes up in the real world.
Sorry, Dino. Guess I had a little residual anger there, huh?
No, I kind of deserve that.
Hey, thanks for coming to rescue me. Oh, did Pop come too?
Well, he, you know, he had a thing.
Brock? You guys bring Brock?
A bright light is falling from the sky.
What is it? Is it a missile?
It's coming down.
We have target lock. Awaiting your order, General.
Terry Sampson. Artillery, on my mark.
The OSI ship's guns point at the falling Venture building.
Something's happening to it.
JJ's giant Ventronic robot flies out of the building.
Ventronic red is go.
Ventronic cool. Ventronic blue is go!
Nah, not saying that shit.
The OSI crew members look at the robot on their screens.
I remember that fucking thing.
Sergeant Gold, get us down there. Henchman Blue, get ready to grab that building.
The robot flies towards the building and hits the antenna.
Easy, Godzilla. That's my house.
Sorry! I've never driven a giant arm before!
The robot grabs the building.
Hey, Trent, back it up!
Yeah. The robot uprights itself.
I don't know if I can hold it! Monarch, help me out here!
Help! Ow! A fucking clown!
Yeah, you can say that again!
Say that again!
Fuck you!
These things even do anything!
The clown head the Monarch control spins off the robot.
General, are we firing, or...
Hunter looks at Brock.
Relay that order! By golly, they have a fighting chance! Artillery! Switch to harpoon cannon! Stoopy! Find somewhere safe to put her down! We're going in!
The OSI ship flies towards the building and robot. The ship fires grapple hooks onto the building. Hunter spins the wheel and rights the building. Some of the grapple hooks snap. The robot hand loses its grip on the roof. A clock until imminent crash counts down. Brock and Hunter steer the ship's wheel. The building safely lands in the Venture compound, behind the statue of Jonas and Rusty. The grapple hooks detach and the robot lets go and lands. Dean, Hank, Jefferson, and Orpheus arrive.
Whoa! Is this real life?
Are we moving back?
The clown head falls from the sky and nearly crushes the car. It lands next to the Jonas statue. The monarch gets out.
We did it!
The statue falls on the monarch. 21 stands over the monarch.
Monarch,
Dude, are you awake? Oh my god, he's really hurt! Medic! We need a medic here! Medic!
No, I'm not that kind of doctor, but... Jesus, look at that! My dad clearly wants him dead.
Whoa!
Boys, what are you doing here?
Well, where should we be? If we were home right now, home wouldn't be.
What are y'all standing around for? We gotta get this thing off him, everybody! On three! One, two, three!
Everyone lifts the statue off of the monarch. There's a hole in his stomach.
Whoa! That's a lot of blood.
Blood?
No. I've seen a lot of battlefield injuries. That is a ruptured liver right there.
Sergeant, I can enter the interdimensional ether and procure a liver from one of Mr. Monarch's other dimensional cells, returning with the organ before this event has transpired.
Please don't kill me.
What? Now, why would I...
I got bit back in Chicago. I can feel the change coming. I don't want to be a vampire.
Or you got nicked by my necklace when I tackled your ass, is all.
Hey, huh?
Always got to make it about you.
All I can smell is blood.
I have a liver. I have a liver.
What the hell is that? That's disgusting.
Oh, it has inverted. The time shift part inverts matter. My bad.
Oh my god! You guys, he's totally dying! What do we do?
Ben arrives in a VW bus.
I can fix him.
An empty computer room. Chairs move on their own.
You're vanquished, and I guess I'm a hero for saving the guild. These records will be intercepted by OSI. Case closed.
And I'm set up with a sweet villain gig. I already have costume ideas.
The Peril Partnership will be expecting you. Daisy will fly you to their Toronto headquarters. It's time you lived up to your pedigree.
You make me sound like a poodle. or a petit bessé griffon vendéen. Stupidest dog name.
Don't drink that. Watch him ward pee in bottles. That's probably pee.
Ugh. When guys get comfortable somewhere, they always start peeing in bottles. What is wrong with them?
Who the hell knows? Hey, how long does your invisible blood last?
Oh, like another day or so? Why? Do you want to go do invisible stuff and freak people out?
No, I gotta go get my husband. Sorry, just a sec. These are Venge's DNA results from the mug.
A chart comes out of the printer.
Oh, my God. The Phantom of the Guild! The legends are true!
My dad. What a dick. I mean, our dad. Crazy, right?
Yep.
It figures. I swear we should have expected this.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting this.
I had done this before when I was younger, but it was quite messy this time. I didn't have my gloves with me.
All stitched up. They'll be fine. They're just finishing up the blood transfusion.
I was so worried. I'm so glad he had his brother's blood.
Brother's blood? That's what you guys think? Brothers?
They are not brothers.
They are not brothers. They're the same guy. Or clones of the same guy, at least. Other than a pinch of baboon DNA we spliced into R22 to counteract the premature balding, they're identical.
They're both rusty clones. Fluttock has baboon in him. Call!
2%. I told Jonas, don't put that monkey junk in there. It'll make him more aggressive, but did he listen? No. Pawned R22 off on that morpho couple. Couldn't have kids of their own, poor bastards. Felt sorry for them.
Where are the boys? I gotta blow their little minds. Again.
The monarch lays in bed, hooked up to an IV. The window opens.
How's my king butterfly?
Sweetie? Well, where are you?
I'm, invisible. Your ex-girlfriend? Yeah, she gave me some of her blood. It should wear off soon.
Yeah. I'm so sorry about all that. Every stupid idea I have, I just dig in.
You dig in. I know who you are, baby.
Oh, so you know I'm Dr. Venture, plus baboon. Fucking baboon.
You are the monarch. That Dr. Venture makes my skin crawl, and you make me feel like the luckiest person alive. You're not the same.
So what now? Spent my entire life arching me. Pathetic.
Honey, you're a Greek myth. You're pitted in the eternal battle against the worst aspects of yourself. The guild, it can't touch a rivalry like that. He's all yours, if you want.
Or maybe I should just give this all up.
It's your choice. I'll stand by you either way. Tell me what to do.
Hank sits alone on the porch. Ben approaches.
Hey, kid. I want to give you something. Your grandpap gave me this before your dad was born.
Is it more dumb news? You gonna tell me who my mom isn't?
Nah, just a watch. GMT Master, Venture Blue Dial. Tells the time in two time zones.
It's heavy.
Yeah, that fourth hand there, little date window. Those are called complications. Complications make a watch special. The more complications, the more valuable. Read the engraving Jonas put on the back there.
Eli Gi Tua.
Yeah, close enough. It's Latin for choose your family. Blood doesn't make a family. Love does. Your grandpap knew that. Choose your family. And remember that complications make it special.
Ben walks away. Hank looks at his watch.
Surprisingly uncomfortable, but you
can't
think the belly button.
Okay, so who is our mom?
Seriously, Dean, haven't we had enough family history for one day? I don't even know who my mom is. All you need to know is that the person who gave birth to you loves you. I promise they do.
I love you, Pop.
Watch the arm, son.
His pants fall down.
Oh, come on! Who did that? Who's there?
Feel the sting of the mighty monarch!
Yes! We are back!
Mark my words! I will get you, Dr. Venture! You can't hide from the villainous wrath of your better self! Oh, I am radiant and vitalized by the blood of the ferocious baboon! Ah! Now somebody call me an Uber!
I knew this was coming. Brock, aren't you gonna get him?
Yeah, I've had enough for tonight. I'm gonna just get him an Uber.
Pwned!
Closing credits. Assistant director, Gabe Lee. Casting by Christine Terry, CSA. Jackie Salido, CSA. Cast, James Urbaniak, Patrick Warburton, Mike Sinter-Nicholas, Chris McCulloch, Doc Hammer, Nina Arianda, Clancy Brown, John Hodgman, Hal Lubin, Jane Lynch, Charles Parnell, Jay Farrow, Stephen Ratazzi, J.K. Simmons, Dana Snyder. Editor, Todd Raleigh. Storyboard artists, Jay Baker, Arnie Pantel, Isadora Haves, Rafael Rosado, Adam Ford, Stanley von Medvey, Jasmine Goggins, Eric Wan, Sine Jung, Annie Wu, Eugene Lee, Marianne Yang, Doug Olson. Character Design Supervisor, Beth Lewis. Color Design Supervisor, Chris Fisher. Production Manager, Bonnie Robinson Stewart. Chief Sound Engineer, Avi Leniato. Title Sequences by Doc Hammer of Astrobase Go. Overseas Animation Production Services by Digital Emation. Years later, at the Venture compound, Helper Works stands by a baby crib while young adult Rusty works at a drafting board.
Well, looks like they're about done, Helper. Are you ready to meet?
Rusty wears a pouch on his stomach. Inside are fetal Hank and Dean. They give the team Venture sign. Title card for Astrobase Go.
Chirp.
Title cards for Titmouse and Williams Street.